Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Friday to you. Going to be, you just heard Dave, like 107 heat index this weekend, so no kidding around. Something else I thought of on my day off. So I realized that Humpty Dumpty wasn't an egg. I realized that Tattletale wasn't spelled T-A-I-L. And I was thinking about my mental struggles. Try this one on. What if I don't have any mental illnesses? What if the way I have reacted to this life is because this life is screwed up? And not reacting the way I react would be weird. To just be like, yep, cool, would be weird. To be full of anxiety and doubt and questions is the way to react because it's a screwed up life. What do you think?
I think you might be onto something there, honestly. It's hard for me to accept that millions, if not billions of people were all born with some sort of like mental deficiency that makes them some way, or if it's just a nurture issue rather than a nature issue.
Flesh that out.
Like they always say, like nature versus nurture. Is it the way you were born or is it the way you were raised? Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people with anxiety and depression, it's not like, oh, it's 100% their parents. Well, it's not that, but it's the reaction to this world being different than maybe what you were sold as a child.
Yeah, I know. We all have slightly different worlds, right? I mean, I grew up in a different world than Wheels grew up in, a different world than Andrew and people in Pakistan, and we're all different. But I can tell you that knowing the world I grew up in, my reaction to it was less than it could have been. I could be a way weirder person, mm-hmm. You know? So it makes perfect sense that I did react the way that I did.
And Beppy Cat brings up an interesting point. She says our nervous systems are reacting exactly how they're supposed to be with what we experience. That's why we spend a lot of time talking about like the amount of time we spend on our phones, the amount of time we spend in front of a screen, how these screens and these platforms that we spend so much time on are changing the way we view society, changing the way we intake information. Just using Twitter as an example, I'm on Twitter all the time. There are times, though, where I have to pause and go, I just took in 200 different people's outlook on life, all on different topics, and I can read pretty fast, so it's doing it quickly, you know? And it's like, is my brain necessarily equipped to handle this many opinions, this much information at once? Maybe not. I'm not saying it's not capable of taking it, but like I don't think it's wild to be like, yeah, we're a little depressed, we're a little tense, we're a little on edge because of the way the world is now.
Yeah.
Because it happened pretty suddenly.
Yeah.
And our bodies haven't really evolved along with that. We haven't really had the time for that.
And such a simple thing, but in the book Sapiens that I know you read as well, Rach, where they say that we have the brain chemistry to support 100 connections. Could be 100 people in your family, 100 people in your tribe, 100 people on your Facebook page. But when you get above 100 in any sort of meaningful, and meaningful doesn't mean loving, it could be the opposite. But any sort of relationship that you're going to think about when you're not looking at the person, when you get above 100, it screws your brain. So
I can't get the comparison out of my head on this to the whole Night Watchers thing that we talked about a while back, where some people were just wired to be awake at night like that. And scientific study they did recently that found some people are just night people for a reason, because that was a useful skill in the early days of the species, because somebody had to be protecting at night. Somebody had to be doing things at night. I would. That's why I think that's like when we try to define normal, there is no such thing. What you're saying to me makes a lot of sense, because at some point in human history, we would have needed people that are anxious, because they're going to see things maybe before they come up, and they're going to be looking for whatever dangers around the road, because they're wired for that. And there are going to be others that are not like that, because you kind of need the push and pull and the balance so that nothing goes too extreme. Right. You don't want a bunch of dummies like me that are going to be like not worried about anything. And then all of a sudden, here's a big problem and you haven't been ready for it. And you don't want everybody that's going to be on edge all the time, because now everybody's just on edge and things don't get done, or you're going to be over the top and make mistakes. I wonder if maybe the definition that we think of as normal is what we all want to be. Am I saying that in a way that makes sense? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Where you think of normal as, I wish I didn't feel this way, or I wish I did feel the way that I think other people do. And the reality is probably there is no such thing. Like, your normal is normal because it's what your brain is combined with what your life has been. Yeah. Like, those two things combined are unique. Not going to be the same as someone else.
We could be defining normal as what we wish we were.
Sure. Like, maybe that's like, ah, man, I wish I was as happy as that other person. But you don't know what's in that other person's head.
Yeah.
They may seem happy. They may be generally, but you don't know what level of stress they deal with. You don't know if they deal with stress at all.
Mm-hmm. Want to hear a cool science thing?
Yes.
I'm sure you're all as into the Greenberger Horn Zellinger paradox as I am.
Yeah, I was just reading about that last night. The especially the Zellinger.
They were trying that out with a light particle, and what I'm about to tell you is as much as I know, and that somehow they were able to distinguish that light particle reflected in 37 different dimensions.
So there's 37 dimensions?
At least.
How do they know that?
I don't know.
That's fascinating.
They explained it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it didn't make sense.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it's all quantum, and all this, and it's all that. But all the other scientists who do understand it were super impressed. Oh my God, that light reflected, which is weird, isn't it? Just like the tiniest little particle of light, the tiniest little thing. But if they're right, in a dimension somewhere, a little tiny flash of light happened from our dimension.
And somebody else was like, whoa, what was that?
Right.
Right. Like an orb. This house is haunted.
This is haunted.
Oh. Yeah. Is that what's happening?
Could be.
Maybe.
Could just be things slipping over from another dimension.
Like Bigfoot.
Yeah.
That's why he always disappears.
This not my dimension.
He's like, oh no. This be six, not four. Oh wait, this is
gets
four.
Gets back into
six.
His dimension. He's like, oh man, I think Dave saw him.
Man, they got these guys over there. They don't have any hair. And they're really small. They're like tiny.
I saw a hairless monkey point a phone at me. Yeah, he's telling this story about being at the top of Vail too. Look, I don't know what it was. I'm not saying it was a human.
It looks just like what if, humans were always talking about.
What if we
about?
Just phased in and out of Bigfoot land?
Right.
They would all be like, oh, I saw one.
It was so pink and soft.
Why is it so white?
Razor's Edge?
Yeah. Do you guys want to do some fast food news
yeah,
for
sure.
Razor's Edge,
love
perhaps?
It.
Okay. I'm excited about this. I'm a little ashamed of myself, but I will be eating this. It's called the Wendy's Takis Fuego Meal with new Fuego chicken sandwich and Fuego fries. Have you guys ever had Takis before?
I think I've had a couple.
A little hot.
Oh, yeah.
They're like a corn chip. You can get the Fuego, which is extremely
it's
hot.
Like a hot Dorito.
Yes. I think they are delicious. It's hard for me to not eat the entire bag whenever I do pick up a bag. But they're going to make the Takis Fuego chicken sandwich featuring a seasoned spicy chicken filet. Topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips. It also comes with a cheddar cheese sauce, a creamy corn spread, Andrew, and a chili lime sauce, all served on a lightly toasted plain bun. It sounds really disgusting, and I will be trying
that. Where is it again? Yes.
Wendy's.
Okay.
That doesn't seem like a Wendy's item.
Seems complex for Wendy's.
You guys are bringing up some excellent points. You're right.
They've done a lot of spicy sandwiches. Like, that's been a thing. Like, they did a spicy chicken and spicy chicken nugs, but it's not really the main brand.
I mean, when they did a Krabby Patty collaboration, they were basically
stupid.
Like,
it was a burger.
We're putting the, instead of putting the lettuce and then the tomato, we're doing tomato then lettuce, because that's how the Krabby Patty does
that
it. It's
like,
one of those.
I was still like, need that now.
The Takis Fuego meal starts today. If anyone's looking for a trash dinner, I would recommend trying out Wendy's. Now, Little Caesars, one of our favorites, has introduced a new Fantastic Four-in-One pizza inspired by the Fantastic Four First Steps movie. The Fantastic Four-in-One pizza features 8 slices made with the brand's signature crust, with 2 slices each topped with classic cheese, pepperoni, Italian sausage, and bacon, pepperoni and jalapeno. Coming to you for a suggested price of $7.99.
So 4 different toppings?
It's almost like 4 different pizzas.
Right.
It's like one round pizza,
right.
And then there's 4 like quadrants.
I like that.
Each of the 4 quadrants is like a different pizza.
Have you guys seen the Big Arch?
Is that from McDonald's?
The one downtown over here?
Oh, you're kidding me. It's a new gigantic burger from McDonald's.
The what?
Yeah.
Is it different from the Arch Deluxe?
Yes. It's like twice the size. And I don't know what its purpose is, but I've been seeing it advertised.
All right. I'm looking at it on the McDonald's website now. 2 100% beef patties, white cheddar cheese slices.
Oh.
Okay. Crispy and slivered onions, lettuce, pickles, in the Big Arch sauce, delivering that distinctive McDonald's taste.
What's the Big Arch sauce?
It looks like Big Mac sauce to
me.
Okay,
so then don't do that. Just say Big Mac sauce.
And it looks like a bigger Big Mac.
Like a thicker burger?
Yeah.
What's it cost, like $92?
I'm going to say, what is Big Arch?
Is that available like everywhere?
Don't know.
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't have that in my fast food news. I didn't see any stories about this.
That's why we got more people on the show.
Tangy mustardy sauce with a base of tomato concentrate. It is not the sweet relish.
Okay, so it's a different one.
Big Mac sauce. It is different.
Good.
It is tangier and spicier than Big Mac sauce.
Oh,
fair enough. I want to come back and do Craigslist Prices Right.
Yeah.
All right, quick break. Right back. Welcome back, guys. DG S on Camel Wax. Let's do some Craigslist Prices Right. A little game of made up where we go to Craigslist. We find some interesting, fun items. Then the guys will bid on them. We'll keep score. Here we go. Now, one of you has an advantage on this item. Indoor hammock / swing.
Oh.
... Sexy.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay, so
whoa,
it's
is
those
that what
swings.
The hammock's been this whole time and we just didn't know?
Could be.
I'll never tell.
I just had a moment like you had with Tattletale.
Right?
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay, Andrew.
I'm so sick of that thing being in my freaking living room.
I gotta get it out
of there. You were so happy about it when it first started. It was whimsical.
I just like seeing her happy. You can't sell that on Craigslist, right?
It's just a hammock.
Like a used
hammock.
It looked like a hammock.
Okay. Well, I guess you could make anything work if you tried hard enough. $60.
Okay.
I'll say $80.
Okay.
$30.
Wheels gets it. It's 10.
Oh boy.
They want it gone.
They want that out of there.
I was going to be a smart ass and say a dollar. I would have been closer.
This might be from the same couple. Mop bucket. You know those big yellow ones, like all right, the professional with wheels. Janitors?
Yeah, like a real one.
It's just that without the mop.
Without the mop.
Okay, I recently found out that to buy one of those from a supplier is $100.
Okay.
What?
So I'm going to say 50.
Okay.
25.
40.
Wheels gets it again. It's 29.
Ooh. Okay. All right, good
29
deal.
29 bucks.
Got a little wear and tear, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Quail chicks.
Aww.
Comma, great for eating.
Oh.
Oh.
How much are they a piece?
That's assuming you gotta grow them,
well, let's
right?
see. One nugget each. So you gotta think.
Yeah, it's so true. It's like not only is a quail like no meat, but you have to raise them.
Yeah, I'm gonna
pluck them, cook them.
$5 each?
Nope, got it.
Hey.
Each?
Each. $5 each.
All right, so.
Costco has a bigger bird
for $5.
For $5.
I don't have to feed it, raise it, pluck it,
name
kill it, cook it.
Name it.
Name it.
This one was interesting. A roll of Sacagawea dollars with a face value of $25.
So they're coins.
The coins are worth $25. What is this person wanting for
them? So they're 25$1 coins.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say 100.
Man, I fell hard for the Sacagawea dollars. I'm going to say 75.
50.
Wheels again, 39.
Oh, wow.
Going big, a 2005 Monaco 36-foot diesel recreational vehicle with 50,000 miles on it.
Okay.
So it's a big tour bus looking guy.
What year was it?
2005.
Okay, so it's old.
I have no idea, so I'm going to say $200,000.
I'm going to
say... Wow, he really laughed at you.
I'm going to say...
That just seems like a lot. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong, too.
No, I mean, like, new, it might not be crazy.
No, new, that's not crazy.
No.
Well, how big is it?
36.
36 feet?
Yes, sir. It's
okay, I apologize for laughing. I thought it was like a van.
Like a pop-up?
Yeah, I thought it was like a van type thing.
I'm going to say 50.
Okay.
Thousand. Not $50.
In that case, I'm going to say $100,000.
Wheels again, 21.9.
Oh, my Lord.
I was close.
You're close.
I guess that's a 20-year-old. Must be having some wear and tear.
Poise pee panties.
Mm-hmm.
Ultra thin.
Mm-hmm.
Five boxes, two are open.
Mm-hmm.
How many are missing?
No, they don't say that.
How many per box?
They don't say that either.
I'm going to say, you said five boxes?
Five boxes.
I will say $55.
Okay.
30.
Scared to know why they don't need them anymore. I'm going to say $10. They just want to get rid of them.
30.
$5.
Wow.
Hey.
Andrew gets this one.
Yeah, Andrew's right. They just want it out of the house.
Yeah, they just want that gone.
I'm really bad at this game.
All right, send it.
Just today.
It's because you're the host. You've only played it a couple times.
Edge. Yeah. You should have more of a feel for the bids.
I had a question about that. Would you go through the trouble of trying to sell all that for $5 instead of just throwing it away?
Oh my God, you're donating it.
And sometimes it makes me feel. Sometimes it makes me feel financially stupid. Like it makes me feel like I'm messing up because I don't do things like that. But it's worth $10 to me to just throw that in the garbage.
Or donate it, yeah, like just throw it in like...
Or just donate it to Goodwill.
Call somebody, well, I don't know if they take them, but somebody will.
One more, and this one is worth 5 points. Anyone can win.
Mm.
Emmett Kelly, the sad clown, remember him? This is a really nice... nope, let's not do that one. Let's do an easier one. A 10-year-old, 21-speed Schwinn. Sounds like something I would have made up as a kid.
All right.
20-inch frame for a grown man.
I'll say $89.
Okay.
40.
I will also go $100,000 on this one.
Rach wins the whole thing.
Yay.
$110.
Hey. All right.
Look at that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hello. I hope everyone's having a great day so far.
Yeah, everything's good. Bern, I was watching you today on TikTok, and you were making great points as always. And I know that you are in contact with Oliver Marmol, and I know you know everybody. And my question for you and Wheels is, I listen to you guys with great interest, and you drill down on all these topics, and sometimes you get exasperated and frustrated. To what extent do you think the Cardinals organization, that could be the manager, it could be front office, to what extent do they understand what you understand, and why don't they agree with you when they don't, if that question makes sense?
Well, I think, like, you know, in John Mozeliak's case, he, you know, I don't mean this to be disrespect. He's pretty set in his ways, and he's long beyond the point of really caring what anybody thinks about. I mean, that sounds bad, but it's true. I mean, he's not rude, but he's just, okay, I'm heading out and whatever, you know, in terms of public and media feedback. Now, Ollie Marmol's very interesting because I think he's a good manager. And the thing that's interesting about him is that he wants to hear all of it. He wants criticisms directed at him, brought to him. He wants to be things like him straightforward, like, I don't understand why you're doing this. I don't get why you're doing that. He likes that stuff. So he is really enthusiastic about explaining why he does the things that he's been doing or why he doesn't do certain things. I really like that about him. And if I could just continue the point with, you know, talking about the front office and talking about Ollie, I just filed a column that'll be up in a little while over at STL Sports Central. You know, my observation, the problem with maybe the front office has been for a long time, it's like, well, listen, we've won a lot. You know, we were winning back in 2014 with this philosophy. We're fine. We know what we're doing. We don't have to change anything. So they sort of have given up on thinking too deeply about, well, do we need to change? And now they did that up until the point that they brought Chaim Bloom in. So they let it get stale. Ali, on the other hand, is a good manager, but Kevin Wheeler and I, you know, text about this a lot. Ali's issue is that where the front office doesn't think about things enough, Ali overthinks at times. And in our opinion, when he overthinks things too much, he sort of gets into trouble in terms of strategy.
Yeah, I think there are a couple of dynamics on it. I mean, I think in addition to what Bernie said, because I agree with everything there, part of it is we on the outside aren't invested in the original decisions that got you to where you are, right? We didn't make those moves, so it's a lot easier for us to say pivot, 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 because we didn't make that call to begin with, and they do put in due diligence. They do work hard, but they have different priorities. Like, in my opinion, the team as a whole overemphasizes defense. Defense matters, and it matters a lot. I'm not sure it matters as much as they think it does. But as Bernie pointed out, they won a lot of games looking at it that way over a long period of time. So you've got some confirmation that that has worked in the past. And for any of us, think about any of us. If you're really good at something and you've done something well, how apt are you to want to change? And that's partly why it was important that they decided to make the move to someone like Chaim Bloom, who's not coming from the same universe, the same group of people. So I think they do have come around to recognizing that. Most comments throughout the offseason kind of reflected that.
Yeah.
And I think we don't have the personal relationships either, right? Ali knows all of his players. He knows them on a personal level. Somewhat friend, somewhat supervisor, obviously a little different for everybody. So when we say, just sit some guy once or twice more a week, well, for us it's easy. For him, it's more than just the strategic decision. But as Bernie points out, sometimes you have to not think about those other things and just do the sensible thing, the rational thing. So I think that's where there are gaps. And I don't know, you know, I would say my ideas are wrong too sometimes. Like I was wrong about Mikeless earlier this year. I wanted him out of the rotation. Well, he had a good run after that. The team was right about not doing that at that time. So those things, when I'm wrong, they're not played out on TV. They're not played out in front of anybody most of the time. So I get it completely, but I think that those of us on the outside are a little freer to say things and have ideas because we're not locked into it, but that doesn't mean we're wrong.
Yeah.
I think the things we talk about make sense because when Bernie's talking about them and writing about them, and when I am, we're also watching what's happening in 29 other cities. And how teams are run, how is Tampa run, how is Detroit run, how is New York run, how do they make these same kinds of decisions? Mm-hmm. How do they maximize their roster versus not? Mm-hmm. So, you know, and maybe that makes it easier too, Bern, where we see all of that and they're doing their own thing and not really paying that much attention to what another team is doing.
I think you can learn by watching all the other teams too, both the good and the bad. Listen, I think Ali Marmol is more of an advanced thinker than John Mozeliak has been. And I think sometimes, yet he's interesting because he'll backtrack. And when we expect that, you know, there are certain moves supposed to be made or would make sense, he sort of goes into this old school thing where he tries to bunt and he doesn't really have to. They already have a runner in scoring position, you know, right. That kind of thing. It sounds strange, but I think Ali's a smart guy, but I think maybe sometimes he's a little, when I say overly sensitive to the crowd, I don't mean that he bristles at it or he's angry about it. I think he's really in touch with what's being said out there. And I'm talking about fans. He loves fan involvement on the Gas House Gang when he comes on. I think he likes to kind of show that he's capable of not being boxed in one way of thinking. And I think he really likes a lot of feedback and he respects it, even if he disagrees with it. So I find him to be, I actually find him to be a really interesting manager that way. And he's kind of a new style manager that way. Mm-hmm. There's not this arrogance like, well, like I know what I'm doing. Okay. Thanks for the mm-hmm. question. But you know, if I need your advice, I'll ask you, you know, that there's none of that. He likes to have this baseball discussions. The beat writers rave about how these in-depth discussions they have with him on a daily basis and how he welcomes them to explain why they think he's wrong about something. And like Katie Wu tells me, that's when they have great discussions with him. So he's a little bit of a different cat, and I really appreciate it.
And, Bern, you had that relationship with La Russa, am I
oh,
correct?
Oh, yeah, big time, yeah. Big time. I know it sounds weird, but I see some La Russa with him in that extent. La Russa knew everything that was being said and written, not because he was paranoid, but he just likes to know what the feelings are out there. And if he thinks some of the stuff is off base, he wants to address it. If he thinks people have a good point, he'll give you a tip of the cap. Like, but he never wanted to be out of touch with what the public was thinking and what the media was thinking,
because
the media
that.
Is kind of, you know, I respect it a lot. Because, and he welcomed the dissenting opinion too. We would get in arguments, but it only lasted as long as the argument lasted. It was over after that. I really appreciated about them.
And, you know, the three of us, we're in similar positions. Like Steve Moore, who I love like a brother, is always trying to coach me. Well, he's the first person in 25 years that has ever even tried to coach me. And so I don't always react to it great. But I do always remember, Bern, what you just said, or Wheels, maybe you just said it. But it's basically that just because you've been successful at something for a long time doesn't mean you're perfect. It just means maybe you've learned to run around your backhand.
Yeah, and sometimes it means that there are things changing and you got to go along and adapt, like a baseball team, like a football team or whatever.
So I've been saying I bought tickets to all the Cubs games, so I'm invested. And I've been saying sweep the Sox, beat the Reds, split with the Cubs. Not that they're going to do what I think they should do, but so far so good.
That sounds like a reasonable request. It does. Listen, I don't think they're looking ahead to the Cubs. The Cardinals were in a bad way there for a while. Now they've won four out of their last five games. Mm-hmm. That's really good, but it's only five games. And their little bounce back here, winning four out of the last five, including the sweep in Chicago, and they could have lost both of those games yesterday, so I admire their persistence. But, you know, if they lose a series to the Reds, and if they lose a series to the Reds where they let one or two games get away that they should have put in the victory column, it kind of wipes out the progress they've made in recent days. So before, listen, by the way, and I don't think, like I said, I don't think the Cardinals are thinking about the Cubs. We all are, because that's fun. It's part of being a fan. But you can't afford to wipe out the gains you've just made on the road back to having a better record by, you know, stumbling against the Reds. Because then when the Cubs come in here, you don't have as much room to fail. You know, a 2-2 split, if you take care of business against Cincinnati, a 2-2 split against the Cubs, by any measure, by any rational person, is reasonable.
Yeah, and you don't have another off day for 13 more days. So it's going to be tough. They're going to need starting pitchers to give them innings. I know they're probably going to use McGreevy at some point. When he's back, and you know, maybe 5-6 days from now, when he's had his chance to recover, because they're going to need to kind of bolster what they're doing there. Because even yesterday, right? You know, you're facing the White Sox. It's not ideal when it's so close in a doubleheader where you got to use every pitcher in your bullpen to get to that against a team that was struggling, and a team, by the way, that you were up 6-1 on. You hate that you have to use that many guys in the pen. Now they did a good job. Most of them did. Few didn't. A couple of them yesterday in the second game didn't do a good job. But it was made more important or made necessary because the starters only went five innings against one of the worst teams in baseball.
Yeah, and I thought McGreevy had an extra inning in him there. I was a little perplexed by that move.
Yeah. Now, Klabe said today that, and this is on the Gas House Gang, he mentioned today that his understanding was McGreevy told them he was gassed.
Okay, good.
Which, again,
it's good to know.
And if that's the case, look, that changes everything. Because I had the same question too. I was like, I know that, you know, he's not been on a 5-day rotation in Memphis, because it's more of a 6-day, because they have an automatic off day every week, so they don't always get to go on 5 days rest. But McGreevy's not a guy I'm worried about. He's thrown 150 innings each of the last 2 years. He's a grown ass man. He's not a 21-year-old. I think he's more than equipped to come on 4 days rest and be a normal starter. And when your team needs as much as you could get, if you could get one more inning, even though it doesn't seem like much, it does add up when you're looking at a stretch like this where you're playing so many games. Because this is going to be 15 games in 14 days once this stretch is over.
Well, on the positive side, you know, like Kyle Leahy's having problems. We know that. And, you know, here's where Ollie's a little stubborn.
because Kyle Leahy was so great for the first 5 weeks or so, but his strikeout rate has just crashed, and he's a lot more hittable now. It has nothing to do with his talent, or it has nothing to do with his fortitude. It's just, you know, inexperienced pitchers, major league hitters catch on to what you're doing. And, you know, if you're a little off, they're going to make you pay for it. But Ollie still, you know, sort of treats Leahy like he's that quality high level reliever that we saw earlier in the season. Mm. So that thing yesterday, he had no choice but to stick with him. But it was one of those less than ideal circumstances, to your point. On the other hand, I like what we see from Riley O'Brien, and it took the Cardinals way too long to give an opportunity to Andre Granillo, but they did, and he has been a boost to that bullpen. So they are discovering new resources of relief, and that should help them.
All right, buddy, can you tell us about Saliga before we let you go for the weekend?
I'd be happy, and thanks for having me on. I look forward to these two hits with you on the Dave Glover Show every week.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Say, if the batter can get a hit, you win $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And you can choose anyone you want to pick that hit from any era.
A hitter.
Who you picking?
Just a hit, nothing else.
One hit, that's it.
Probably Ichiro.
Interesting choice.
Combination of things. Great contact. If he wants to put a ball in play, he will. And he's super fast. So he's got a little edge, like if he hits a little slow ground ball or whatever. There's a lot of good choices, but if it's a single, and that's all that matters, probably Ichiro.
The Pope said something I thought was very smart and very interesting. And I don't mean to crap on popes, but they typically don't.
Okay.
They just don't. They're just like, oh, pie in the sky, nothing that no one can do anything about, pie in the sky. Pope Leo said that he's not sure that quick access to information, like you can know any fact in 0.03 seconds, and artificial intelligence is the same as human intelligence. That just the fact that 40, 50 years ago, we had to go to a library and the Dewey Decimal System and to learn facts, that now that we can go like, oh, yeah, the highest batting average in 1929 was so-and-so, da-da-da-da, that should not be staken for true human intelligence. I thought that was pretty smart.
Yeah. I don't think that going to the library and looking anything up, though, has any more value than looking it up on your phone. You know, but I agree with the point, though.
I think what his point was, don't get too big for your britches.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because you know a bunch of stuff doesn't mean you're smart.
Right. Just because you looked it up doesn't mean you know it.
Yeah.
No, that's a great... And plus, intelligence is a lot of things, right? It's not just knowing facts and remembering things. It's a deeper understanding of whatever a thing is.
Being able to problem solve.
Yes.
Being mature.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I thought that was good.
Yeah. Agreed.
He's batting 1,000 with me. LaBooBoo?
A what?
You want to take this, Andrew?
Sure. It's like a little thing. Back to you, Rach. They're like charms, as I understand it. Like that, you can hang them off your purse or backpack or.
So ear. Why is it called that?
And they're all the rage.
They're all the rage. I had never heard of them until about 2 weeks ago. When I saw on a TikTok about people like lining up around a store three times over.
Oh, it's actually a thing. Like it's like from a it's from a thing called The Monsters, made in Hong Kong. It's a series.
So as I understand it, they're little designer toys that were not popular at all until some Asian influencer, maybe Korean, was like, "I love my LaBooBoo that I put on my purse here," and then that it kind of took off from there. Then everybody wanted a LaBooBoo because the influencer had one.
And as I understand it, you get them largely out of kiosks called Pop Marts, and the first person to the Pop Mart every day buys every LaBooBoo.
I'm
sure.
How do I know? Yeah, more about
I was gonna say you know more than what's what the hell's a Pop Mart?
It is a collectible plush toy monster elf.
It's just more plastic crap that's ruining our planet.
It's the new,
honestly,
it's the new
at the
Beanie
end of the
Baby,
day,
right?
That's all it is. The radio, talking about the last show. Someone got excited,
had to call us, stay militia for a move. Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores?
How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.